Section 5. Challenges to Church Authority.
If you were there. You are a student at a university in Cordoba, Spain. Your fellow students include Christians, Muslims, and Jews. But a new king and queen want all Muslims and Jews to leave Spain. How will the ruler's decision affect your friends?
Building background. As you have read, most Europeans in the Middle Ages belonged to the Catholic Church. As Christianity spread in Europe, many Jews and Muslims were pressured to become Christian or leave their homes. At the same time, others openly challenged the church's authority. The church reacts to challengers. By around 1100, some Christians had begun to question church teachings. They felt that the clergy focused more on money and land than on God. Others didn't agree with the church's ideas. They began to preach their own ideas about religion. Religious ideas that oppose accepted church teachings are called heresy. People who hold such ideas are called heretics. Church officials sent priests and friars throughout Europe to find possible heretics. Most of these priests and friars tried to be fair. A few tortured people until they confessed to heresy, even if they were innocent. Most people found guilty in these trials were fined or put in prison. Others were killed. In the early 1200s, Pope Innocent III decided that heresy was too great a threat to ignore. He called a crusade against heretics in southern France. With this call, the Pope encouraged the King of France and his knights to rid their country of heretics. The result was a bloody war that lasted about 20 years. The war destroyed towns and cost thousands of people their lives. Christians fight the Moors. France was not the only place where Christians fought people they saw as the church's enemies. In Spain and Portugal, armed Christian warriors fought to drive the Muslim Moors out of their lands. The weakening of Muslim control. By the late 900s, the once powerful Muslim government of Spain had begun to weaken. Political and religious leaders fought each other for power. Various ethnic groups also fought each other. In 1002, the Muslim government fell apart completely. Caught up in fighting among themselves, Muslim leaders were too busy to guard against the Christian kingdoms of northern Spain. The fight against the Moors. For centuries, the kingdoms of northern Spain had been small and weak. But as the Moors' power declined, these little Christian kingdoms seized the opportunity to attack. Slowly, they took land away from the Moors. They called their efforts to retake Spain from the Moors the Reconquista, or Reconquest. In 1085, Castile, the largest of the Spanish kingdoms, won a great victory against the Moors. The Castilian victory inspired other Christian kingdoms to fight the Moors. The kingdoms of Aragon and Portugal soon joined the fight. The Christian armies won victory after victory. By the 1250s, the victorious Christian armies had nearly pushed the Moors completely out of Europe. The only territory still under Muslim control was a small kingdom called Granada. The rise of Portugal and Spain. As a result of their victories, both Portugal and Spain grew more powerful than before. Portugal, once a part of Castile, broke free and declared its independence. Meanwhile, Castile and Aragon decided to unite. In 1469, Ferdinand, the Prince of Aragon, married Isabella, a Castilian princess. 10 years later, they became king and queen of their countries. Together, they ruled all of Spain as King Ferdinand and Queen Isabella. Ferdinand and Isabella finally brought an end to the Reconquista. In 1492, their army conquered Granada, the last Muslim stronghold in Spain. That same year, they required all Spanish Jews to convert to Christianity or leave the country. A few years later, they banned the practice of Islam as well. Through this policy, all of Spain became Christian. The Spanish Inquisition. Ferdinand and Isabella wanted Section 5, Challenges to Church Authority.
If you were there. You are a student at a university in Cordoba, Spain. Your fellow students include Christians, Muslims, and Jews. But a new king and queen want all Muslims and Jews to leave Spain. How will the ruler's decision affect your friends?
Building background. As you have read, most Europeans in the Middle Ages belonged to the Catholic Church. As Christianity spread in Europe, many Jews and Muslims were pressured. Section 5, Challenges to Church Authority.
If you were there. You are a student at a university in Cordoba, Spain. Your fellow students include Christians, Muslims, and Jews. But a new king and queen want all Muslims and Jews to leave Spain. How will the ruler's decision affect your friends?
Building background. As you have read, most Europeans in the Middle Ages belonged to the Catholic Church. As Christianity spread in Europe, many Jews and Muslims were pressured to become Christian or leave their homes. At the same time, others openly challenged the church's authority. The church reacts to challengers. By around 1100, some Christians had begun to question church teachings. They felt that the clergy focused more on money and land than on God. Others didn't agree with the church's ideas. They began to preach their own ideas about religion. Religious ideas that oppose accepted church teachings are called heresy. People who hold such ideas are called heretics. Church officials sent priests and friars throughout Europe to find possible heretics. Most of these priests and friars tried to be fair. A few tortured people until they confessed to heresy, even if they were innocent. Most people found guilty in these trials were fined or put in prison. Others were killed. In the early 1200s, Pope Innocent III decided that heresy was too great a threat to ignore. He called a crusade against heretics in southern France. With this call, the Pope encouraged the King of France and his knights to rid their country of heretics. The result was a bloody war that lasted about 20 years. The war destroyed towns and cost thousands of people their lives. Christians fight the Moors. France was not the only place where Christians fought people they saw as the church's enemies. In Spain and Portugal, armed Christian warriors fought to drive the Muslim Moors out of their lands. The weakening of Muslim control. By the late 900s, the once powerful Muslim government of Spain had begun to weaken. Political and religious leaders fought each other for power. Various ethnic groups also fought each other. In 1002, the Muslim government fell apart completely. Caught up in fighting among themselves, Muslim leaders were too busy to guard against the Christian kingdoms of northern Spain. The fight against the Moors. For centuries, the kingdoms of northern Spain had been small and weak. But as the Moors' power declined, these little Christian kingdoms seized the opportunity to attack. Slowly, they took land away from the Moors. They called their efforts to retake Spain from the Moors the Reconquista, or Reconquest. In 1085, Castile, the largest of the Spanish kingdoms, won a great victory against the Moors. The Castilian victory inspired other Christian kingdoms to fight the Moors. The kingdoms of Aragon and Portugal soon joined the fight. The Christian armies won victory after victory. By the 1250s, the victorious Christian armies had nearly pushed the Moors completely out of Europe. The only territory still under Muslim control was a small kingdom called Granada. The rise of Portugal and Spain. As a result of their victories, both Portugal and Spain grew more powerful than before. Portugal, once a part of Castile, broke free and declared its independence. Meanwhile, Castile and Aragon decided to unite. In 1469, Ferdinand, the Prince of Aragon, married Isabella, a Castilian princess. 10 years later, they became king and queen of their countries. Together, they ruled all of Spain as King Ferdinand and Queen Isabella. Ferdinand and Isabella finally brought an end to the Reconquista. In 1492, their army conquered Granada, the last Muslim stronghold in Spain. That same year, they required all Spanish Jews to convert to Christianity or leave the country. A few years later, they banned the practice of Islam as well. Through this policy, all of Spain became Christian. The Spanish Inquisition. Ferdinand and Isabella wanted only Christians in their kingdom. All other religions were forbidden. To ensure that Christianity was the only religion practiced in Spain, they created the Spanish Inquisition, an organization of priests that looked for and punished non-Christians in Spain. Later, the Inquisition spread to Portugal as well. The Spanish and Portuguese Inquisitions were ruthless in seeking heretics, Muslims, and Jews. People found guilty of heresy were sentenced in huge public ceremonies. Most of those found guilty were killed. They were often burned in public. In total, the Spanish sentenced about 2,000 people to die. Almost 1,400 more were put to death by the Portuguese Inquisition. Jews faced discrimination. Heretics and Muslims were not the only groups punished for their beliefs in the Middle Ages. European Jews also suffered. This suffering was caused by Christians who believed that the Jews had been responsible for the death of Jesus. These Christians thought Jews should be punished. You have already read about how Jews were killed during the Crusades. You have also read that Jews were forced to leave their homes in Spain. Similar things happened all over Europe. Rulers, supported by the Church, forced Jews to leave their countries. For example, in 1290, the King of England arrested all English Jews and forced them to leave the country. The same thing happened in France in 1306, and again in 1394. In the Holy Roman Empire, frightened people blamed Jews for the arrival of the Black Death. Many Jews had to flee their homes to escape angry mobs. Because the Jews were not Christian, many Europeans didn't want them in their towns. Summary and preview. During the Middle Ages, religion shaped how people thought, what they did, and where they lived. In some places, religion led to wars and punishment for those who didn't agree with the Catholic Church. In the next chapter, you will learn about the era that followed the Middle Ages. But first, review the main ideas of this section. Then take some time to demonstrate what you've learned by answering the section assessment questions. Before moving on, your teacher may want you to apply your knowledge by completing the Social Studies Skills and Standards Review exercises. The Standards Assessment exercise will give you additional practice using what you've learned.